Hi everyone, I'm your host Nima Jade. This is A Rose from Concrete Radio. Enjoy the show. Postpartum depression is defined as a severe form of clinical depression related to pregnancy and childbirth. Symptoms for postpartum depression are insomnia, loss of appetite, intense irritability, difficulty bonding with the baby. When I was born, my mother brought me home from the hospital. And judging by the pictures that I've seen over the years, she seemed happy. But when we got home, it was a different story. My mother slept a lot, but one particular incident was she left a dress on me for 2 days, which I still have the scar from to this day. So you can have a permanent effect from postpartum depression, even if you didn't suffer from it. The child lives with the scars forever. Clinical depression is a mental health disorder characterized by persistently depressed mood or loss of interest, and activities causing significant impairment in daily life. Well, that's the definition of clinically depressed. But in my childhood, I didn't see any of that. My childhood, you could say, was fun. I had fun. I had toys. I had birthdays. I had vacations. I had arcades, I had zoos, I had fairs. So if you would have told me when I was little that my mother was clinically depressed, I don't know what you were talking about. Because I didn't see that. When I think about my memories, think about happy times, sleeping in my mother's bed, hugs and kisses, being spoiled since the womb, all these things. Birthdays, trips. Didn't see what I just described. But, fast forward to teenage years. I got to be about 15. And my mother started getting sad. Didn't happen all the time. Didn't last that long. But that's when I started to notice a change. So, I wouldn't go to school all the time. She didn't want to be by herself. You know, I can understand why. Mother never had that problem. She would go take care of her business. She would do stuff. And I always went to school. It was like a kind of like a drastic change at some point for me. Like, what happened? From me starting freshman year of high school, everything's the same, to sophomore year. And I spent most of my time at home because my mother's sad. I couldn't understand why. I didn't know what was going on. So, I turned 18. This is when they tell you that you're an adult. And at that point, I guess my mother had been, like, so strong and keeping everything together and trying to take care of me. And she was like, okay, well, she's 18 now. I can let go. I let her take care of some stuff. So, I had to go. I mean, I have to, like, pay the bill, like, come up with the money, but I had to go down here and do it and make all the stuff that my mother used to do. Make phone calls for doctor's appointments and go downtown and pay bills and just little stuff that she used to handle that she gave to me. And I'm like, well, what's going on? I'm grown now. So stuff that she was trying to hold together, she gave to me. This is the beginning. Me noticing the depression and how it's about to change both of our lives. Definitely not for the better. Schizoaffective is a mental disorder in which a person experiences a combination of schizophrenia
schizophrenia symptoms such as hallucinations or delusions, and mood disorder symptoms such as depression or mania. The two types of schizoaffective disorder, both of which include some symptoms of schizophrenia. Two symptoms are bipolar type, which includes episodes of mania and sometimes major depression. Depression type, which includes only major depression. Basically, it's like living with two different people. He was like regularly depressed, I guess you would say. She was quiet. She wouldn't eat. She wouldn't bathe. She wouldn't go nowhere. She wouldn't say nothing. Imagine living in a house with somebody 24/7, 7 days a week, and you're just like majorly sad. To tell you how I knew my mother was majorly sad, it wasn't the type of sad where you're just kind of sad because of how your life is going. She was majorly sad. She was really attached to her mother. Exactly how I was to her. She told me one day, if my mother came back from the dead, it wouldn't make me happy. That's how I knew she was majorly sad. There was nothing I could do about it, no matter how hard I tried. So this went on for years. To the point where I got my first job. I worked 2 days. And my mother told me not to go to work because she didn't want to be alone. I was like, I gotta go to work. I just started. I'll get fired. So my father had to convince her to let me go. And he would stay with her. He couldn't do that all the time, but it was like, now this is affecting money. Because I was so attached to my mother, I didn't want to leave. I felt bad. So, as a young adult, 21, 22 years old, most young adults, they go out and they hang out with their friends, and they party, and they do adult things, I guess you would say. Not me. I was living the life of a 15, 16-year-old. I didn't go out. Didn't do nothing. My cousin would invite me out to bars and clubs and hang out with her, and I couldn't go. So, one time, my cousin invited me out. My mother let me, well, I said I wanted to go. I went. And she just kept calling and calling and calling. So, after that incident, I felt bad. I never went out again. Just stayed in the house. As an adult, stayed in the house. So, one particular time, we moved. So my mother didn't want to live in an apartment no more. She wanted to live in a house with a porch. We found a house with a porch. We moved in. Didn't make her happy. She was still sad. So, now, what I'm thinking is depression is getting gravely worse by the day. Okay, so, me and my mother moved into this house. She really, really, really wanted a porch after spending almost 20 years living in an apartment. And for the most part, you know, it was a cool, fun experience. I lived in a house before, but I barely remember it. And this was fine for about 3 months. And then she didn't want to live there anymore. After you signed a lease for a whole entire year. So, her wanting to move. Because before she moved into the house, she was living in an apartment. A high rise for senior citizens. So, I come to realize that moving all the time was a side effect of the illness. And
I didn't understand it. I didn't, like, you had a house. I didn't understand why you wanted to move, but it was something that was beyond my control or something that she could control. So I tried to talk her out of it, and she didn't listen. So she ended up having to, she moved again. She just up to move without having anywhere else to go. And I really couldn't do anything because if I found her a place, she didn't stay there for long. So she just wanted to hop from place to place to place. So eventually, she ended up in a nursing home. It was the best place for her to be, but she kept hopping around. I didn't know what else to do. So she stayed there a few months, left, went back a few months, got another apartment, went back a few months. Then something happened. Okay. So while staying in nursing home the last time, they gave her medication and they gave her the highest dosage possible. In hopes that it would even things out and level things out. And it did not. The more medication they gave her, the more angry and agitated she became. So one night, she became so agitated, she yelled and screamed at everybody. To the point, she had a heart attack. Mother had a heart attack and died. And I didn't get an opportunity to say goodbye.